Now, is that a derogatory term or a good term in your mind?
Well, when you the books that we have here in the library, and we looked it up, to me, a conch is an animal, you know, in the shell a chicken eats. So, I mean, it's just like saying you're a Georgia peach.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take it as an insult to be a conch. Because if they want to say I'm a conch, I'm a conch. But to be a true conch, your family has had to come from the Bahamas, Nassau, Bahamas, from England. So my family came from England to the Bahamas, to Key West. That's a true conch.
Could there be any black conchs?
Well, I guess if they was born in England and went to the Bahamas and came to Key West, then they're, that's it. That doesn't state whether you have to be white or black or what color. It's just that you, from England to the Bahamas to Key West.
Right. I was just curious about that because I interviewed someone in Miami. Thompson family is black, and they lived in Miami three generations, and they came from Key West prior to that. And he referred to, now he'd been away for three generations, but he was talking about the conchs in Key West, and I asked him, you know, if blacks and whites were conchs, and he said, as far as he knew, yes. And he thought that it was sort of a derogatory term. And it might be because of, you know, he was...
I don't take it as an insult because, I mean, I was born here. I'm not ashamed of the place. But if they start to throw in anything, first, I'm American. Then if you want to throw in second spot, I'm either a conch or I'm a Floridian. If you want to throw up another thing, I'm either, I've got English, Irish, and a little bit of Seminole Indian in me. And I'm not ashamed of any of them.
Yeah.
So I don't care if I have Italian or Cuban or what have you. If you're not ashamed of yourself or of your family, then it doesn't make any difference what you got in you.
Okay. Well, I'm not, you know, this is just for them.
Yes, for them. I mean, that's true. I'm a conch because I was born and raised here. Now, if I would have had my way, I'd love to live in California. You can tell me I can go tomorrow to San Diego and live where my uncle lives in Point Loma area. Oh.
I like it.
It's beautiful. I love television, and he's seven blocks from the ocean, up like on a hill, but all his house is on ground, you know, firm ground.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know he can get 23 TV stations in his set? 23. What you miss one day, you can pick up the next day or a couple of hours later. Because if you don't, like Key West, there's not much to do. You can go swimming, fishing, tennis, boating. But I had all that when I was little, so I'd rather... go to California, San Diego, you hop, skip, jump from Tijuana, from Las Vegas, which I like. You can go to Disneyland, you can go to Los Angeles, you can go to San Francisco.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, that's what I was wondering. Well, see, now I'm from St. Louis. And, no, I'm from upper Florida, but I've been working in St. Louis the past 5-6 years. And, up around there, anyway. And, to me, a big city is I'm trying to get away from.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and San, that Point Loma area, it's a very residential area. When he built his house there, I think he built it for $20,000, and he was like he's out in the boondocks. Now, in 69, they appraised his house, as small as what it is, and the rooms aren't very big. It's $65,000 they could get.